I don't like being the negative input every Sunday. But you know how the Lord has seen you through looking for work. You can be an example as to how the Lord was with you through it all. You can tell your story, and I'll tell your story. If you don't want your name mentioned, I won't mention your name. I'll give your initials. So he says, no, the temptation in your life, the challenge in your life is no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, when you are challenged, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. That's his promise. And I stand here before you and I say it's true. And so would Kathy if she wanted to stand up and embarrass her granddaughter who's with her. But family, whatever your challenges are, whatever your issues are, focus. But focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on him. Our Heavenly Father supernaturally released Peter and John and the crippled man, and he commanded them to go forth and to preach the gospel. He would release them again from prison and didn't tell them to run away. He told them to go right back over to the Temple Mount, go to the portico of Solomon and start teaching the word. And they did that early in the morning. The fact is this, and here's your fill-in. In Acts, this is the first of three miraculous jail miracles. And the next two are listed there in your message notes. What's my time like, Tom? Is that right? I got 10? All right. Excuse me. Look here. Look here at the second miracle, jailing. We see Peter here in Acts 12, 6 through 10. Now when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. I wonder if this takes place because of the one we're going to get into here in Acts 5. I mean, they just walked out and the guards let them go. I don't know if they're asleep or mesmerized by the angel or just what. But here they got two guys chained to him and two sentries at the door. And behold, I wonder if it's the same angel. An angel of the Lord stood next to him. And a light shone in the cell. But he's asleep. The angel struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hand. Can you imagine? You know, you just get up, chains fall off. How cool is that? Wow. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so, and he said to them, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." I guess you can see these guys too, you know. And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. I can understand that. When they had passed the first and second sentry, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and then went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. Man. Whoa. That is so, so cool. Third miracle, jailing, Paul and Silas in Acts 16, 26 through 27. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Southern California. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Ooh. I can remember being in bed in the 94 earthquake. Woo-hoo. And immediately all the doors were opened. And everything Everyone's bonds were unfastened. Everyone's. All these criminals that are in there. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Because under Roman law, you lose a prisoner, you lose your life. And usually they'd make them stand in their own clothes against a stake and burn them to death. So he's about to, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. These are things that are going to be going forward, that we're going to be able to look at in more depth, and that's kind of thing when we get there. Should it be before I leave for heaven? But, you know, chapter 16, wow, that's a long ways off. But hopefully, Lord willing, we'll get there. And but you see, these jailings, these catch and release programs, it's just the way the Lord was working it out. And remember, Paul will eventually be caught another time. You know, this time he's with Silas. This time, as you read the text, you know, those of you that already went through the book of Acts in the adult class, you know, they're singing hymns. They're in the stocks. They've been beaten with rods. They have bruises. I can't imagine that they didn't have cracked bones. Those rods were terrible. But there they are, not grumbling, not complaining. They're singing hymns. Singing hymns. You know, I can just see Paul, you know, singing bass, you know. So their lives were anything but oh-hum. Their lives were anything but boring. They had thrilling, thrilling, exciting lives. And as I said a couple weeks ago, the moment you open your mouth and you start sharing with other people, you're crazy about Jesus. You love this guy who is the Son of God. And you have opportunities every day to spend time with him, and you do. And he shares things from his word. And the reason I'm talking to you right now is because he said, you know, Ron, I want you, now that you have my spirit living in you, I want you to go out there and you're going to have opportunities. I want you to make the most of them. I want you to talk to people. I want you to share with them about me. And those that want to embrace me, you just tell them to confess and repent of their sins. And then you see that they get baptized. My disciples, that is. You get them baptized in my name, my son's name, the Holy Spirit's name, and then you teach them. Yeah, you, Seidel. I know you're a brand new Christian, but you teach them everything that I've taught you so far. You teach them, and if you need to, you get yourself a discipler for both of you. You get a mentor for both of you, a coach, whatever you want to call him, to talk to you more about me so you grow up more and more in me. This is what we're being called to. Not a boring life, but an exciting life. To learn more about him and share him with all the people we possibly can. Because some of those people are going to go, you know, thank you so much for introducing me to the Lord. He's made such a radical change in my life. Life is so different. I am so blessed. It's so great that he went with me through this particular challenge in my life. And he's still there, never to forsake me, never to leave me. He's with me always, even to the end of eternity. This is cool. But there's going to be those who are going to say, you know, I have no need for your Jesus. I'm Muslim, you know. That's fine with me. You know, just leave me alone. You know, he's a great prophet, but, you know, I don't want anything to do with him. Others are going to malign you. Others might even want to take a swipe at you. You know, I remember sharing with a young man when I was in my undergrad work. He was a Mormon, and I was just sharing and sharing. He says, look, we need to, after class, go out in the quad and talk more about this. And I said, great. And it's starting to rain a little bit. And at that time, Kath and I had a Volkswagen camper pop-top vehicle. So you can pull up a table inside there, and you have water and so forth. So I said, well, I'll go out to my car, and pulled up the thing, and we're sitting in there. He had his King James version of the Bible. He has Pearl of Great Price, Doctrine and Covenants, and I forget the other book that he had. And about 2 hours into our conversation, he stands up and almost bumps his head because I didn't put up the pop top. And he says, excuse my French, okay, folks? He says, damn, you're blind. And I said, you know, one of us really is. And to this day, I love this guy. Haven't seen him since that class. But if he's still in Mormonism, well, he's not going to get to be, to go with Father God. But we had that opportunity with each other. So folks, let's not pass it up. We're here, and he's given us the opportunity. We have the ability now to be filled with his words, and he's given us opportunities. Let's not pass them up anymore. Let's share with them. Let's invite them to come here so that they can continue to grow up spiritually and have them reach out to their friends that you'll never be able to reach out to. But they can. So I think this is what the Lord wants us to do so that we too can have this thrilling life as Christians. Get it? Good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that your word truly is the inspired thoughts of yours. And I pray that this inspiration that you've given us this morning from the written word will inspire us, that we'll invite your Holy Spirit day in and day out to be fresh and new with us, that we too might be inspired and therefore enthusiastic about our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and find ourselves being totally optimistic about our futures, not find ourselves being discouraged. And I pray, Father, that you will help each of us to go forth and help the discouraged to be encouraged, the depressed to be lifted up, those that are hurting, that you might use us, every GHC seer, my Lord, to be a helper with the healing, to bring, or a helper with the hurting, to bring healing. I also ask, Father, as you impressed on me earlier this morning, let us live this life not being about us. Help us to live this life in a selfless manner. Help us to remember that the purpose of our lives is far greater than the one that we had prior to meeting you, because you're going to use us as your vessels in this world to reach people for Christ's sake. So, Father, I pray that you will help my church family, that they will set themselves up to be unbelievable believers, to become spiritually successful. And as they get ground up sometimes in the devil's machinery here in the world and in our culture, that you'll help them to be bounce back believers. Bounce back believers that come back each time with a passion for you, that they will remember the little comment that I made about where our focus goes, our energy will flow. If we focus on going to Dodger games, that's where our energy is going to go. But if we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will make us walk with him and grow up in him and become these wonderfully, marvelously changed, happy, and excited sons and daughters of yours. So, Father, please send my church family, myself, forward to be strong and courageous, as you told Joshua, to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, as you asked Paul to remind the Ephesian church family and now us. Help us, Father, to remember that we can do all things through Jesus who strengthens us. and that we have been and shall continue to be more than conquerors through him, your son, the Lord Jesus, who loved us and gave himself up for us, a sweet sacrifice for you. So all these things, Father, we ask this day in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.